Psalm 23, and we're going to continue the series that I began several weeks ago called Following the Shepherd. Psalm 23, a passage that most of us can quote by heart, but do we really understand the import of these verses? Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That word want is the Hebrew word kaser. It means I shall not want, I shall not lack, I shall not fail. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For Thou art with me, Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now, we've looked at this verse for several weeks, and we understand that the writer of this verse was David. David certainly understood the provision that God had made available. He was speaking prophetically about the coming Messiah, but David also spoke from a wealth of experience. Before he defeated Goliath on the battlefield, his job was tending his father's sheep. So he had a unique perspective about what the coming Messiah would bring. As we said before, great provision awaits those who follow the shepherd. Amen. So how do we follow the shepherd? We know the shepherd is the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus says to his disciples, it's more profitable for you that I go away. If I don't go away, the Comforter will not come. But when he has come, he'll do many things. One of those things is he will lead you and guide you into all truth. So we know that Jesus is our shepherd. He leads us by the Holy Spirit, but we need to understand how He leads us. So last week we defined four different methods that the Lord predominantly uses to lead us. Number one, He leads us by His Word. Jesus said in Matthew 4:4, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Psalm 119, verse 105, says, the Lord is a lamp, thy word, O Lord, is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So the primary way that the shepherd leads us is through the word. The another primary way that he leads us is by the inward witness, by an inward knowing. The Bible says that the Spirit of God bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Proverbs 20:27, chapter 20, verse 27, says, the spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. Now that word lamp is the Hebrew word near, and it's the same word used in Psalm 119 when it talks about the word being a light unto my path and a lamp unto my feet. We can see how God wants us to step and walk by the Word and also by the Spirit. The Holy Spirit lives on the inside of you. He will lead you and guide you by His Spirit that's in your spirit. Amen. So you'll have that inward witness, that inward knowing. The third way that God leads us primarily is by the peace of God in our spirit. Colossians chapter 3, verse 15 says, let the peace of God rule in your hearts or govern in your hearts. So another translation says, let peace be the umpire. And we all can identify with this. When we step out of the will of God, we don't have to call and ask somebody. We know. Are you with me? Amen. Why do you know? Because you've lost that peace on the inside. So many times I've counseled people if they want to know, should I get involved in this, that, or the other? And the scripture doesn't address it specifically. And, you know, as a pastor, I can't tell people what to do necessarily. I'm a leader. I'm a guide. Are you with me? Mm-hmm. But see, some pastors go a little too far. You know, tell people when to buy a house. I don't care when you buy a house. You know what I mean? When to buy groceries. Oh, some of them get extreme.
Amen.
You know, they go way off, and that's not your job. You know, for me to tell Coach Moffitt when to wash his clothes is ridiculous. You wash your clothes when you feel like washing your clothes. Amen? You don't have to call me. You know, I remember Dad Hagin told a story one time. He was out preaching a meeting someplace, and it was a tent meeting, and they would minister to people until late at night, and then he would go home back to the cottage, and they'd sleep. And so about 4 o'clock in the morning, somebody from the main cottage came to his cottage, knocked on the door, and said, "Reverend Hagin, there's a call for you." So he thinks it's an emergency, 4 o'clock in the morning, and he gets up and runs down to the phone, and there's some person who was in the meeting that night, and they said, "Well, Brother Hagin, we've been praying and prophesying ever since we left the tent meeting, and so we decided to give you a call and see if you had a word from the Lord for us." And he said, "Yeah, I got a word for you, but it ain't from the Lord." You know, 4 o'clock in the morning. You know, some people get silly. But we don't have to. I mean, God gave us a brain. Use it. Are you with me? But there are times when you're deciding whether you're going to get involved in something, and the Scripture doesn't specifically address it. And so I tell people, do you have peace in your heart about it? It doesn't violate the principle of enhancing your relationship with Christ or taking away from it. You know, there's some things you can get involved in that aren't necessarily sin, but it'll sure will weigh you down. You know, it'll hinder your relationship with God, your relationship with Christ. We should avoid those things. Hebrews says, laying aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. We know we can't please God walking in sin. Well, why would you want to please God all weighted down with junk you don't need? Amen?
Amen.
So there again, use peace. Do you have peace in your heart about it? Do you have the peace of God in your heart about it? Or every time you think about it, do you get this scratchy feeling on the inside? Well, many times that's the umpire. That's the Holy Spirit trying to restrain you and prevent you from making a mistake or doing something that'll bring damage down the road. Are you with me?
Amen.
Many times it's the Holy Spirit trying to save your life.
Amen.
Amen. So He leads us primarily by the Word. He leads us by an inward knowing. He leads us by the peace of God in our heart. He also leads us by the voice of the Spirit. How many of you know the Holy Spirit has a voice? Many times that voice is still and small, but He's there nonetheless. So that lets us know that there are times when we need to get quiet so that we can hear that still, small voice. See, many times you can't hear that still, small voice when you've got a lot of noise and traffic going on in your life. So that's why there are times, and all of us have to get involved in different things in life where I participate, but there are times during the day when I separate myself from all the noise and traffic.